Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Mahalo once again for tuning in tonight. What a wonderful Tuesday evening it is. I know it's summertime because it's sticky hot outside, but you know what? We have the Word of God to keep us cool. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, just making sure my soundboard is working today. Hallelujah. Got the soundboard wired
Hi,
again.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, that's the one and only, the world-renowned Mrs. Lynette Eastman, my wingless angel. She's just fluttered into the studio, so we're going to let her have a few words this evening. But
amen.
I want to give a shout out to all those that have tuned in tonight. I don't know if you're still in that traffic. I think it's demonic. We're driving home to the west side after 7 p.m. I don't understand the traffic engineers here on the island of Oahu in the city and county of Honolulu. But be that as it may, you would not be able to hear this broadcast. Just like give a shout out to Brother Nick last night. He was on his way home and turned the dial and was playing Flip the Dial and found me, called me up at about 10:15, and we shared a great conversation and how God's working in his life. So I just want to thank you, Nick, again, if you're out there listening. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to our Cash Box program brothers up there, Module 10 Cash Box up at Waiava. How's it going, guys? I know Brother Angel and Brother Bob should be there this week, and then it'll be Pastor Virginia, and then we'll be back the fourth week. Also want to give a shout-out to our brothers down at FDC. We love you, we miss you, and we apologize, but we're going to make every effort to get back there this Sunday. Want to give a shout-out to our sisters out there on the Windward side. It's going to be a rough week. I think Chaplain Tammy's going to be giving you guys a message here the next day or two. We look so forward to seeing you. And then, of course, we cannot forget OCCC, where there are so many wonderful things going on down there.
Amen.
I want to give a shout-out to all of those in those modules that we visit. And also, our Halava Chapel boys on Friday. Pastor Scott, so excited to see you every Friday. Thank you for your faithfulness there. And, you know, Free Inside Ministry, we're a ministry that reaches out to the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. We preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all that have an ear to listen and a heart to learn. Hallelujah. You know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked up. For those of you out there, you know, we do have a webpage. It is www.freeinsideministry.org. There you will find all of our radio broadcasts for your listening enjoyment. And you can even sign up for an automatic podcast through iTunes or Google Feed Burner if you choose. And for those of you still paddling in the wave of social media, we do have our social media on our Facebook page, and that is Free Inside Ministry on Facebook. We have our email account, which is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And, you know, we got a great announcement last week, you know, and I want to just share a few words about it tonight. In fact, I'd like my wife to share about an incredible event that the Lord has placed upon us, and we're so excited about it. But it's going to be first time ever in the state of Hawaii, something on October 4th. Lynn, why don't you share some information?
Well, I just want to go back to Camp Agape that just happened a couple weeks ago. And what a wonderful time for the children of the incarcerated. And we just are so thankful for the Yamamoto's, Pastor Roy, and his lovely wife, Char, for leading this wonderful blessing for these children. And in the meantime, they brought over the chaplain from Saguaro, Arizona, where nearly 1,600 men from Hawaii are incarcerated. And, you know, we come to find out that Dr. Jesse McGuire is actually, in a previous life, was a world-class trumpeteer.
Amen.
And, you know, he has played at the Super Bowl. He's played at
the
NASCAR. He's done World Series. He does baseball. He does football. And he's the chaplain of Saguaro. But while he was here for Camp Agape, we were able to witness the Holy Spirit move through a world-class trumpeter. And one of the things that God revealed to me me while we were blessed by the Holy Spirit through his gifting is how wonderful such a man that he uses his worldly talents for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's just when you play for the world, you are very talented. But when you play for the Lord, you've gone up a few levels in the stratosphere. You're playing with the angels. When someone can play a trumpet the way Dr. Jesse McGuire plays a trumpet, it can soothe your soul. It can deliver people. When I watch the reaction of our fellow members in our congregation, both at Red Hill and at Wahiwa, as he just played one song, a song that we all know, a song that we've heard so many times, a song that is etched into the memories walls of our heart and mind, Amazing Grace.
Wow.
An old hymn. But when you hear it played the way a world renowned, a world class, but when it's an anointed man of God playing that trumpet, it's nothing short than having an angel on the lips of that trumpet.
Amen.
It's just incredible because, I don't know how to explain it. But anyway, we're moving up to where Lynn was going to go is on October 4th. Mark your calendars. Sign that date up. It's a Friday, October 4th. In fact, it is 3 weeks, only 3 weeks from this Friday.
3 weeks from Friday.
And we are going to have a concert. I said a concert, but, you know, being so blessed to have Dr. Jesse McGuire here to play is just one thing. But the next name I'm going to share with you, my beloved, my brothers and my sisters, for those of you on both sides of the walls, one of Hawaii's iconic family groups. All I see is the name, and you're going to go, no way. So I'm going to give you that. Wait, my drum roll. Okay, here's my drum roll. Kapena is going to be in the house. Hallelujah. We're going to open up with Kapena, and then we're going to close with Dr. McGuire. And I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be a blessed night. I know the Holy Spirit is going to fall upon that place. It's going to be at our sanctuary, Red Hill. We seat about 1,200. We also have a house band that we call the Overflow Band, because in the overflow of the abundance of God's blessings and
Holy
grace,
Spirit.
We have people from all other churches. It's the unity of the body of Christ. You see, when the body of Christ can come together, when we can come together in one spirit, one heart, one mind, one accord, one church for one God, Abba Father smiling down, and he's saying, you guys get it. You guys finally get it. So that's in the overflow. And then we have some other special guests that will be there, but we're looking for a blessed time. The tickets are $20. It is a fundraiser. The word fund is to raise money. It's the word fun. We're going to have fun. But the D at the end of that word stands for dollars or dineros. And that's what we need to get over to Phoenix, Arizona.
Help us.
The title of the concert is Free Saguaro from Free Inside Ministry, First Assembly of God, Red Hill Prison Ministry, because we have been asked, we have been requested, we have accepted, and we are excited to go to Saguaro Prison. We will be leaving approximately October 18th and be gone for a few days. We have been asked, and I don't know how to explain it. It's a God appointment, my brothers and my sisters, because only God can explain how things like this happen. But it's the fruitfulness always comes through the faithfulness.
Amen.
Always. And this didn't just happen overnight. It came because of years of faithfulness. It came of years of consistently going back to Saguaro and visit our brothers there. But to make a long story short, they have asked us to return to do a baptismal service. They are expecting over 400 men to get baptized in those few days in the service. I said 400, not 40, not 4, 400 men. And they expect more. They actually asked us to send up a poster for their signups. They want to gauge to see how many men are going to come. But, you know, blessed is the name of the Lord. We're just going to go up, no videos, no cameras, just going to go up there with the Holy Spirit, and they expect a lot of men to participate because it's just going to be them and God, and we're just welcome for that opportunity. But that concert is going to give us the funds that we need to get up there, and God's in control. But, you know, it's an investment into the kingdom. When you talk about it and you look at the tickets, it's an investment into the kingdom. It's an investment into breaking a generational curse. It's an investment into bringing a family, restoring a family back together. It's an investment in the transformation of a man who was broken to bring him back into the likeness of the image of who he was created, which is Christ himself.
Hallelujah.
It is an investment into what we believe in as believers. It is an investment as a non-believer into a better community. It's an investment into having things where they should be and not where they're headed. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, you can get more information about the tickets. And I'll have that information. You can call 222-2822. That's my number. And I'll have more information. Tickets will be available starting the latter part of this week. And we will have it available through an online purchase also. So that's one of the great things that are coming up. And we're so excited about that. But at this time, we just want to get into a message, into the word that we have. And just so that we can share what the Lord's been doing. And, you know, the word of God is the authorized, the absolute, the inerrant, infallible, inspired word of God. The penmen were basically disciples, prophets, and others. But basically, God wrote every word in the Bible. Amen. Amen. You know, and tonight we're going to be in the book of Luke. We want to be in the book of Luke, and we want to be talking about we're going to be talking about the parable. And this is the parable of the persistent widow. And we're going to have Sister Lynn open up in a verse in just a second. But you see, my brothers and my sisters, this is a wonderful example. Tonight's message is wonderful. And the Lord just put it upon me. And we'll just talk about it for a little bit. You see, a lot of us, I believe that we all have faith in God. Amen?
Amen.
I believe many people that you talk to would say they have faith in God. I know that true believers, Christian brethren have faith in God. Our challenge is not our faith in God, my brothers and my sisters. Our challenge is faith in God's timing. I don't know where you're at right now. I don't know where you're sitting right now. You could be the edge of your bunk right now. You could be the edge of your bed. You could be looking out of your cell or looking up through the window at a star that you see in the sky. But you got to know it's all about persistence, being persistent.
Yes.
You know, you got to be able, you have to know and understand that persistence is another word of faithfulness. You have to be faithful. You have to be faithful. And you can't give up. A lot of times we come so close for a breakthrough and it's on the other side of the door, but we just gave up. We stopped doing what we're doing because we couldn't see anything good going on. Well, you know, faith is the belief not in the seen, but in the unseen. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to have Lynn open up, and we're just going to share a little bit about someone who is very persistent, someone who is very consistent, someone who is very determined. Sometimes I hope that I would wish that our faith in our God would be as persistent as we were when we were small kids asking our parents for money, knowing that the more we ask them, we're going to break down that wall.
Yes.
You know, you can be on restriction. They got you in the house. As Brother Jay would say, they didn't lock me up for 3 weeks straight in my room, but I was just persistent. I just tell them, let me out. Let me out. Let me out. That's my impersonation of Brother Jay. Brother Jay, I love you, but praise Jesus. That's his middle name. Praise Jesus. Straight Up Ministries. Big shout out to Brother Moki, Brother Jay, Brother Shane. Love you guys, man. Thank you for the mahalo and all the kukua. You guys the best, bro. You guys are the pigeon Bible in the flesh, but you're doing the Lord's work in the flesh. And I love that because,
amen,
you know, you don't have to have one fancy place for saved people. You don't have to have one fancy church for bring people to God. You don't have to have one fancy church for bring people to the Lord and heal them, transform their families, restore their families, destroy the devil and the demons and the enemy. I come against the three D's. I come against the devil, I come against demons, and I come against doctrine that doesn't support our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to let Sister Lynn just talk a little bit, and then I get the good part because I can come back like that, make them with the pigeon Bible so everybody can understand. So she's going to put on her white lips. You know, my Filipino wife can put on white lips. Although she went white pahu, she's going to talk like she came from Punahou, and then I'm going to crack them like a west side because that's how we roll, okay?
Amen.
Here we go.
We're in Luke 18, the parable of the persistent widow. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Bula.
Hallelujah. You know, we talk about the word persistence, and when you look it up, I love how the dictionary, when you look up one word, they always try to use the same word in the definition. That don't help you out anyway. But and they, you know, when they tell you, go look up the word because you spelt it wrong, to me it's like, wait, if I spell it wrong, how am I going to find the word if I'm spelling wrong? Like, you look at the word psychiatrist, right? Because I had to work with that a couple of times. Look for a psychiatrist. Hallelujah. So they tell you, you spell the name wrong. So I look them up. S-Y-S-Y-C-Y. And they say, no, it starts with a P. I go, no, but it's the sound. They go, yeah, but it starts with a P. I said, it's not psychiatrist. It's psychiatrist. They said, the P is silent. I said, if the P is silent, tell them go home. We're going to use the S. But sometimes, how are you going to find that in the dictionary? I just stick it up for the kids out there that are having problem doing the homeworks tonight. You know, they got to go spell the word, and the mom and the father go tell them, hey, go in the dictionary. I say, dictionary? Yeah, dictionary start with the D, but psychiatrist start with a P. I'm lost. You know, that's why I'm in sixth grade, and I'm 14 years old.
Okay, honey.
That's a whole nother story. But anyway, we're talking about persistence because I don't look them up in the Bible, but also in the dictionary. So the dictionary says it is a noun. It is the act and or fact of persisting. Hello, Mary. We don't even know what persistence is. You're using persisting now. But anyway, we're going to keep going. And then so the next definition is the quality of being persistent. There we go again. The white people using the same word in the definition. Not going to make them. And then the last one is continued existence or occurrence. The persistence of smallpox. Now, I don't know why they use smallpox, but it's continued existence or occurrence. Just like this lady was doing inside the story that Lynn was reading about. She was persistent. You know, because sometimes you got to realize that if you're not persistent, how are you going to get the answer? I mean, it's like only going halfway and not going all the way. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. And that was from Calvin Coolidge. Hallelujah. You know, but what is persistence? It's the ability to maintain action regardless of your feelings. You press on even when you feel like quitting. I like that one. Yeah. Persistence is pressing on even when you feel like quitting.
Don't give up.
Cannot give up. But anyway, I promise you the West Side, my brothers and my sisters, because I've been warming up, getting the lips ready. So Auntie Lynn, Sister Lynn did a wonderful job, but now we're going to crack them because I'm not going to slack them. Amen?
Amen.
Luke chapter 18, the story about the widow and the judge. I said widow, not little. Okay. Jesus, when tell his guys for a story, for show them that they got to pray every time and no give up. Well, I like that. Pray every time and no give up. Hallelujah. He said, inside one town had one judge that no scared God and no more respect for any kind of the people. But you see, had one widow over there inside that town that stay come by the judge for beg him, please make things right for me. Because get one guy that stay ripping me off. Now, a long time, the judge never like do nothing. Then, in the end, he think, no matter I no scared God and I no more respect for the people, this widow stay bother me. So I'm going to make things right for her so she no come no more and go wear me out. Then the boss, Jesus, went tell these guys, think about what the judgment say. That never like even do the right thing. You guys think God no gonna make things right for the ones he gonna pick when they stay beg him day and night? You think he gonna take long time for help them? I telling you, he gonna make things right for them right away. But I the guy that's for real. And when I come back, you think I gonna find people that trust God here on top of the earth or what? You see what happens is
or what?
Or what? I love that. You know, but it's in that first part of that passage. I love that. Jesus went tell these guys a story for show them that they got to pray every time and no give up. It didn't say pray half the time. It didn't pray some of the time. It didn't say pray only the time when you like something. It didn't say pray only when things going good. It didn't say pray only when things going bad. It didn't say pray only when you like. It says pray every time and no give up.
No give up.
That's fervent prayer for those of you out there. I think fervent prayer, fervent and consistent prayer. You see, a lot of times in life, we live in a society now, my brothers and sisters. I'm not telling you nothing you don't know. If you don't get an answer, if you don't get resolution, if you don't get a solution in the time frame that you like, then you give up. And then you give up. Just, I'll give you an example. How many of us would say that we get more kids labeled as ADD and ADHD right now than ever before that you can remember? Anybody out there? Come on, somebody.
Before. Okay. Ever before.
But now you got to think of it. How is that so? Because, you know, when I was growing up, small kind, I can almost remember that. Yeah, we had some kids. They was kind of snappy. They had plenty of energy. What we call them is kolohe. So we didn't call them ADD or ADHD. The teachers made them go run 20 laps so they collapse and sit down in their chair and fall asleep and learn some more after that. But it wasn't labeled by anything, by a disease or an order or a malfunction. It was just, they was just a little bit rascal, you know. But you see, that's what happens to society. They start to label you. But you see, it's through that persistence. It's through that persistence that this lady got the results that she wanted. But it didn't look like it was going to happen. It didn't seem like what she was going to happen. But did she give up?
No.
No, she didn't give up. See, a lot of times in our society today, we all into remote controls. We get remote control for the TV, get remote control for the DVD, get some remote control cars out there, get some remote control kids out there. Everything's with the push of a button.
That's right.
But you see, we're conditioning ourselves. You see, a lot of problems is the kids nowadays.
Automation.
They don't read books like before. See, you got to think back, small kid time. The reason our parents made us read books is so that we would understand how a story develops. Now, of course, that guy's cockroach the end of the book like me just to find out how the ending was. But we still had to get the meat and guts in between. But you see, what happened is you were able to consistently and persistently focus on a task in front of you. That was before multitasking. And you read the story until the book was all pow. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we think we can read 5 books one time and understand everything. No can. You get more confused. I don't know about kids nowadays, but that would confuse me.
Overload.
But you see, what happens is we come to the thought that we can do many things at once in the same spirit of excellence. Cannot.
Cannot.
Cannot. You have to focus. That's like you trying to read the Bible from 4 different angles at the same time. You start off the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Bottom Testament, and the Top Testament. Pretty soon, you don't understand what's going on. Your Bible going to be upside down. You're going to be speaking in tongues. You'll be like a Pentecostal guy. But, you know, it's just like you got to take it one bit at a time. Just like when you go out to eat dinner, my brothers and my sisters. You get all kind of food at the buffet, right? You don't just woof down everything at one time. Some of us, we're very organized. They like eat the poi first. They like eat the lomi salmon second. They like eat the kalua pig third. And then they like eat the haupi after that. They don't just put them all inside and mush them up and make them all like lao lao all kind and then grind them. They want to keep everything separate and complete the task at hand. See, a lot of times what happens is we worry about so many things. We don't take care of the thing that's most important, which is our salvation, which is our faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we're so worried about doing so many things. We click, click, click. Everything is click, click, click. Oh, I don't like this teacher. She don't like me. Oh, click. I like one new teacher. Oh, this teacher make me do too much. I'm like, click, get another teacher. But you see, it's about that persistency. It's about that consistency of sticking to the task at hand. Now, this woman right here, her task at hand, she wanted to get a decision from the judge. That was why she was persistent. That is what she wanted to do, and that's what she focused on. My brothers and my sisters, sometimes instead of focusing on other people, we got to focus on ourselves. We got to stop trying to change the guy on the right, the girl on the left, change my wife, change my kids, change the judge, change the attorney. No, work on yourself. That's the only thing you control.
Change yourself.
But have that level of persistency as the Wahine did right when she was talking to the judge. She wouldn't give up. Jesus said right in the front part of the parable, he says, gotta pray every time and no give up. If we just stop right there tonight, if we just stop in chapter 18 of the book of Luke, 18 verse 1, and I leave that with you. Jesus won't tell these guys one story for show them that they got to pray every time and no give up. If we just stayed there, I'm going to ask you that tonight, my brothers and sisters. Do you guys pray every time and no give up? 99.9% of you going to say no. So I'm part of that. I'm preaching to the choir. No worry. I'm not standing above you. I'm not standing under you. I'm standing beside you right
Amen.
Now, Helen. I'm not preaching. I'm not teaching. I'm trying to reach. I'm reaching out to you. I give you the word to encourage you, not to discourage you. I lift you up. I don't put you down. You got enough people in life doing that. But what I'm telling you is in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, God said right there in the parable, you got to pray every time and no give up. That should be the word of the night tonight. Persistency. We got to keep praying and no give up.
No give up.
When we, you know, that's why everybody tell you, hey, we got to push. And the guy go, oh, push. I cannot push. I stay with myself. No, push. Push stands for pray until something happens. That's persistency right there. Push. Pray until
something happens.
Say that after me.
Pray until something happens.
If anything, that's 4 letters. That's 1 word. But that could be a divine intervention into your life right now. Just talk story with God. When I say pray, guys, I'm not talking about the heavens opening up, the bright light come down, the angels play the trumpets,
right.
And you hear the voice of the Lord. Yes, my child. No, that's the kind of TV action. You're looking for Oceanic, Warner, Time, Cable. No, what you got to do is just look up and say, God, I'm not having a good day today. God, I never talked to my kids long time. I don't know what's going on out there. The ACO's all over me, but bunking like scrap. I have no idea what's going on, God. I got to give it to you because I can't handle God. I can't handle God. I need you. I need you. Amen. You see, and that is a heartfelt. That is a prayer of truth. That is a prayer of your innermost feelings. That's what God wants. A lot of you going to tell me, Bulo, why I got to pray? God already know my thoughts. Yeah, that's why he get headache. He know your thoughts. You might as well pray to him. He wants to hear it from your lips. Just like when you see your kids.
Choose.
You know they love you. You know they love you. But how come when they come and say, hey, Pops, I love you. Why do those three words crumble you like on chocolate chip cookie from Cookie Corner? Because you know you're not worthy of that love.
Amen.
Because of the things that you've done. But you know tonight, persistency. And there's a lot of things we can be persistent in life.
Yeah, sure thing.
Well, you know, they... Hallelujah. Just call it boomerang. You're going to see the boomerang fly around the room. Oh, yeah, 42. Okay, I got to tell you about the mix board. Okay.
You're doing great, honey.
I point to the mix board. I got to be honest. I love you guys, and I live in truth. I point to my mix board and say, point to her like, your third. And she just say, point them back to me. I'm crack on boomerang all the way from Australia.
I'm listening to you preaching, honey.
Oh, hallelujah. Okay, well,
Praise the Lord. Be persistent. Yeah. Press on. Push.
And if you'd only put those pom-poms down right about now, we'd be doing all right. You know, we love you guys out there.
Praise the Lord.
You know, and the main thing is, like we said in Luke 18, verse 1, got to pray every time and don't give
pray
up.
Pray every time.
You know, we don't pray just because we want something to happen. We pray because we know something's going to happen.
That's right.
Amen. There's a difference. One, you pray with expectancy, and the other one, you pray with conviction. One, you're waiting for God to do something, and the other way you're praying is you know God's going to do something.
Amen.
Because that's the God that we serve. We serve the Alpha and Omega. Omega. Never forget that, my brothers and sisters. You know, I just want to just tell you guys, don't give up hope. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future. Oh, my beloved. Things are going to get better. The next years are your best years.
Amen.
Focus on the one who you're made in the likeness of, Jesus Christ himself. We love you guys. If you're tired of getting messed up, maybe it's time to get blessed up.
Keep praying, my brothers and sisters.
Keep praying. We love you. We miss you, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Amen.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.